This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. People whose homes were swept away by flooding in Libya's eastern city of Darna a week ago faced a dilemma on Sunday of whether to stay despite a lack of fresh water or flee through areas where landmines have now been displaced.
A week on, Libyan rescue volunteers confront the devastation, describing the scene as tragic. Entire districts of Derna, with an estimated population of at least 120,000, were swept away or buried in mud. State media said on Sunday at least 891 buildings had been destroyed in the city, whose mayor has said 20,000 people may have died. On Saturday, the UN Libya envoy visited the flood-stricken Derna, where he checked up on field operations and met the head of the Eastern-based administration.
That's Reuters' Fiona Jones reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden has a full itinerary ahead of and during the upcoming UN General Assembly meeting in New York, where the war in Ukraine is one of many issues he will address.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky plans to attend in person to rally support for his country. He will meet Biden at the White House Thursday. While focusing on Ukraine, Biden must also acknowledge the concerns of the Global South, including the climate crisis, poverty and the plight of refugees, inflation and debt reduction. Not to be outdone by Chinese leader Xi Jinping, who met with Central Asian leaders earlier this year, Biden is also scheduled to summit with the heads of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan. Biden will hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of UNGA, including with next G20 chair, Brazilian President Lula da Silva, and with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
China has flown 103 military planes toward Taiwan in a new daily high for the activity the island considers harassment. The defense ministry said it also detected Chinese vessels in 24 hours from Sunday to early Monday. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's focused on the things the American people want and not political theater following a week in which the U.S. House of Representatives opened an impeachment inquiry into allegations that he had benefited from his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. Democrats call it a distraction, and all of this comes as lawmakers must strike a deal with Biden to keep the government open past the September 30th funding deadline. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Democrats say this is pandering partisan politics at its worst.
The White House has cooperated, and I believe the White House will continue to cooperate because there is nothing to hide. There is no facts in the record to suggest that President Biden engaged in wrongdoing. There are no facts on the record to suggest that President Biden engaged in impeachable offenses. There are no facts on the record to suggest that President Biden broke the law in any way, shape, or form. This is an illegitimate impeachment inquiry.
Republicans say they want more information related to the allegations. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The world's largest financier of AIDS, TB, and malaria prevention, treatment, and care programs, a warning of climate change concerns.
Climate change and conflict are hitting efforts to tackle three of the world's deadliest infectious diseases, the head of the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria has warned. International initiatives to fight the diseases have largely recovered after being badly affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the fund's 2023 results report released on Monday. But the increasing challenges of climate change and conflict mean the world is likely to miss the target of putting an end to AIDS, TB, and malaria by 2030 without extraordinary steps, said Peter Sands, executive director of the Global Fund. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Tens of thousands of people in New York kicked off a week of demonstrations seeking to end the use of coal, oil, and natural gas blamed for climate change. Sunday's so-called March to End Fossil Fuels featured such politicians as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and actors Ethan Hawke, Edward Norton, and Kevin Bacon. Australia's government is telling the online dating industry to improve safety standards or be forced to make changes through legislation. The order is in response to research published last year that said 3 in 4 Australian users of dating apps or websites have experienced some form of sexual violence through the platforms. The communications minister said Monday that the popular dating companies like Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge have until the middle of the year to develop a voluntary code of conduct that addresses safety concerns. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.